This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
What's your name?
David.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sometimes I'm shy and sometimes I'm outgoing, but yeah, if I don't know the person really well or we don't connect, then
Interests or hobbies?
Japanese, karate, yeah, music, piano.
What type of music do you like?
Classical.
Classical.
Oh, and club music.
House music.
Yeah.
So what type of classical, like Mozart or something like that?
Chopin.
Chopin.
Yeah, just mainly classical piano.
So how old are you?
20.
20, and what is your sex, like, original sex?
Male.
And gender identity? So what?
My gender identity?
Yep.
I've always thought that mentally I'm female. Well, that's what I've been thinking, I don't know. But I'm content with my body, so I don't know, I think I'm a bit of both, maybe. In between.
What is your culture identity?
Cultural identity, like my ethnicity.
Yeah.
Māori.
And what sexuality are you?
Gay.
And what is your... I always forget this question. I just haven't written it down. How do you express yourself?
In what way?
Feminine, masculine...
I act different around different people. So I can act masculine ones around some people. Feminine around others that I feel comfortable with. A bit of both. Yeah.
So, when did you realise that you were gay?
Me? I didn't actually, like, realise. I didn't actually realise that I was gay. But, I just, like, knew it. All along. I didn't come to a realisation or an epiphany or anything. So.
Was it more like I've always liked boys.
Yeah, it's like, I've always liked boys, so.
You were born and this rainbow came out.
No, not a rainbow. since I was 7 maybe, I started liking guys. I didn't like them sexually, it's just like an inclination of some sort. I don't know what it was, it's just like weird.
So did you ever go through like a denial stage?
Denial. Yeah, when I was 12 to like 19. Yeah, how do I articulate this? I didn't really think I was. Well, I tried to convince myself that I was like, I don't know, asexual. Like that, I didn't like guys at all. Like, kept looking down if guys looked at me, or I was afraid to look at other guys, and yeah, that sort of denial. Not like saying I'm not gay. It's like rejecting the idea that I like guys. It's just I think I thought I was asexual. I try to be, but yeah, it was a bit confusing back then, so...
What happened that made you accept that you're gay?
I don't know, I was just watching YouTube videos, and there was, like, really inspirational people on there that I found, like... people like Tamaya, or... Chris Crocker's... Well, not really.
Leave Britney alone!
Yeah. He has some good speeches, but he's a bit of a clown sometimes, so...
Look at his makeup.
Yeah. Danny Noriega. Gregory Gorgeous. Yeah. Just people like that on YouTube, like, inspirational people that I've... That I decided to, like, express myself more.
So, have you ever thought that you had to keep your sexuality a secret?
A secret?
Yeah.
All the time. Like, I would never ever think of coming out. If someone said, you're gay, they always said that. I would say, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I never say that I like girls. I just say I'm not gay.
So, are you out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you out to everybody?
Yeah. Or I just... I don't like that concept, out. Because, because you feel... I feel like you have to explain yourself to the world. And really, no one else has to. Like, straight people don't go outside and say, I'm outside, or I'm straight, or...
I'm out of the closet.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always just been me, so... But when people ask now, I'll just say, yes, I am. If they question, then I'll just say yes. So, yeah, basically, I'm out.
So, how was the... When you came out to some people, how were their reactions?
Well, I was forced out, like, by my sister. Because I told my sister... Because, I don't know, she was going away to Australia for, like, several months. Yeah, I told her, and then she was, like, pretending she was okay with it. And she's like, oh, putting on that little smile. But really, she was not okay with it. And then when she came back, yeah, she started bringing it up all the time, like, saying, like, horrible things, like, they get this or that. And she would, like, think it's normal, or say, I don't believe in gay marriage or adoption. Like, I didn't feel comfortable just coming out to her. Because she's, like, abusing my trust a little bit. So then we started arguing one night, I don't know, over something, I don't know. And she said, do you want me to tell everyone? I'm like, tell them what? I'm like, she was, like, pressuring me to tell. And I just said, whatever, and I just... told everyone. I just said, everyone, I'm gay. Yeah, and like, they're like staring at me, and like, no, you're not. No, you're not. They're like shouting at me, like saying, there's no faggot in my family. Like, just the normal basic stuff that you hear. It's like typical. And yeah, and I started bursting out crying. I was like packing my stuff to move out. Going to my grandmother's. I didn't come out to her yet. They probably rang her. I tried to ring her, like, the next day. And she found out by them, obviously. And she didn't want me there either. So I just had to stay home. And I was forced to get a job at McDonald's. Oh my God. They used to pay for everything, like, my education. I had a car. Like, oh. It's just awful. Like, they just stopped doing everything for me. And I was forced to, like, be independent on my own this year. And, yeah, so that's my horrible coming out experience. Yes.
How about for friends?
For friends? I was pretty isolated growing up because I went to collegiate, then I stopped collegiate because I don't know why. Because I developed social anxiety, and it was hard for me to make friends because I don't really open up that well. It's hard being opening up to my friends right now,
because of your social anxiety.
Yeah, I came out to Jamie on Facebook, and then he called me and told me to come over, and we started hanging out. Then he told me about Closet Space, and I started going to Closet Space, and yeah, basically it.
Yeah. So how about other friends before you went to Closet Space?
I only had like two good friends, Andrew and Sladen. Yeah. That only lasted like 2 years, and two friends in the intermediate was like Ramani and Hedemir. I only gravitated towards gay people. Well, they didn't identify as gay back then, but yeah, just I didn't have that many friends right now. Just yeah.
But when you went to McDonald's, you started getting more friends.
I wouldn't call them my friends, like acquaintances.
But have they started becoming your support group in a way?
Yeah, Closet Space. Yeah, it's been a really good support group. I think we need more LGBT groups out there, because it's really isolating out there. Like, well, that's what I felt. Because, like, you can't identify with anyone else, because everyone's, like, got girlfriends, boyfriends, or whatever. And, yeah.
So, so, closet space being your support, so, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever needed someone or anything like that to talk to,
yeah. Yeah. I'll just, like, text them, but some of them don't text back, so... not like that I'm asking for heaps. It's just like...
You just need someone to talk to.
Yeah. But most of them are busy or doing other things. Like, it's like, I don't know. I can't really confide in, like, really, really confide into them.
Because
I'm like, we're not really, really close. We're just, like, I don't know, just friends. Not past the close friends or best friends or anything. Just friends.
So, have you been in a relationship before?
No.
Have you had crushes on guys?
Heaps.
Heaps?
Yes, heaps.
Go. Oh my god, he's so good.
Yes, and work.
But how about, how about a crush on someone who is gay?
On someone who's gay?
No.
I don't think so. No one out that I know of.
Has your social anxiety affected that in some sort of way?
Yes, definitely. I like stop myself from looking at other guys because I just get anxious that they might be straight or something, or I don't know, they might reject me, or it's mainly not knowing that if they're straight or gay. That's the main thing. If they're like gay, then maybe I'll become a bit more open. But not overtly, then I'll just go up to them.
So, how do you meet other people?
Other people?
Like, in the community? Through Closet Space or Facebook?
Through my work, I meet a lot of people. Like, I do, like, the front counter part, so... Yeah, just a lot of random people, and they say hi on the street, and I actually don't know them. But they know me, because I'm like, pretend that I'm happy there. Because you have to smile and say, hello.
Hi.
I'm Donald, time to help you.
Hi, can I have a Big Mac combo?
Yeah.
With extra cheese.
Yeah.
And like meat, and, like chicken in the middle.
Yeah, special grills like that.
So, what is your definition of virginity?
Virginity?
Yes.
Not having anal or oral sex. I think that's the definition.
Do you think there's a different... there could be a different version of virginity or... different type?
Innocence, like... I don't know, virginity. I've always thought of it as, like, a sexual thing, like... not having sex at all.
Do you think it could be an emotional thing as well?
Emotionally... What do you mean emotionally, like...
Well, in some ways people have a slight personality change when they first have sex for the first time.
Yeah.
They could either be more mature or be more... I don't know, be something else.
Yeah.
Or emotionally... Yeah.
You mean not get affected or...
Yeah, some people don't get affected, some people do. Some people fall in love with the person they had sex for the first time.
Yeah. I've always, I don't think it's an emotional thing. I've never seen it that way. I sort of see it. Like, the innocence and, like, not getting emotionally, like, involved or other things. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for the interview.
Cool, thank you.